E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Pentagon and State Department have sent a letter to Israel warning it could risk losing access to U.S. weapons funding unless it allows more humanitarian aid into Gaza.
The letter was not meant as a threat,
but rather, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says it was meant to reiterate a sense of U.S. urgency
about the need for an increase, a dramatic increase in humanitarian assistance.
The U.S. is giving Israel 30 days to, among other things, speed the aid flow, which had ramped up after a similar letter in April. But State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the flow has dropped sharply.
By over 50% from where it was at its peak.
The letter comes amid growing U.S. frustration as Israel has defied repeated requests to scale back operations against Hamas. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A possible Israeli retaliation against Iran for its missile barrage earlier this month. Two U.S. officials tell AP the Biden administration believes it's won assurances from Israel that it will not strike Iran's nuclear or oil sites. In the presidential campaign, Kamala Harris pushed to energize black men to vote for her, saying in an interview with Charlemagne Tha God,
"We should never sit back and say, okay, I'm not going to vote because everything hasn't been solved." I share a desire that everything should be solved, by the way. Mm-hmm. I think it is what we should all want. But that shouldn't stand in the way of us also knowing we can participate in a process that's about improving things.
Donald Trump spoke to Bloomberg News at the Economic Club of Chicago and was asked about January 6, 2021, when his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol.
It was love and peace. And some people went to the Capitol. And a lot of strange things happened there, a lot of strange things with people being waved into the Capitol by police, with people screaming, "Go in," with it, that never got into trouble.
This is AP News. Minnesota horticulture teacher Travis Giener has defended his title in the World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
In Northern California, a giant pumpkin named
Rudy
weighed in at 2,471 pounds. He beat his competitor by...
leader by 6 pounds, Travis Giener from Minnesota.
But it wasn't easy.
I had the world record at 2749, so obviously don't set out to not beat it. But to win this event, I mean, that's incredible. I mean, we did not have the right weather year to do it. So to be up here on this stage with my family and friends is awesome.
Rudy's next stop.
Rudy.
We'll be in Southern California, where a team of professional carvers will do a 3D carving on it at a Halloween event. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.